Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is the Gospel just read, taken from St. Mark chapter 1. This week's readings, in a way, are all about time. God is the author and creator of time. And he set the day and the night apart at creation. And with great patience and care, the days were fulfilled for Jesus to come forth and save the world from itself. And so he says in our text, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Throughout the Bible, we see that time is passing, that things change, that the time of repentance and faith is always now, never tomorrow. Remember again when Jonah entered the city and cried out, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown." Or again, St. Paul said, "This is what I mean, brothers. The appointed time has grown very short." And even a little later, the present form of this world is passing away. So when Jesus enters into our world, he comes into our world knowing full well that the time of repentance and mercy is now. Always now. But it's hard, in the hustle and bustle of our lives, to set priorities, to remember what truly matters. It is hard to step back and recognize that the most important things may not be what is right in front of you. God knows that you forget who you are. He knows that you do not listen as you ought, that you are distracted and full of care. So he enters into your life and calls you. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Our Lord cries to you. Do not let the moments of your life turn you away from the one thing needful. Repent and believe the gospel. Now in this text, when Jesus is calling the disciples, we get that little phrase, "follow me." It may remind you of a game from your childhood, "follow the leader." It's actually not too bad of an analogy. But the word used here in Mark is even stronger. It really ought to be translated more like, "come after me right now." Mark is always in a hurry. Our Lord knows the urgency of the time, and he knows that the time is now. And so he says, "Follow after me, quick. Don't let a moment spare." And yet in the same way, our Lord is patient. So very patient with us. His call goes out again and again. We have our 40 days before Nineveh is destroyed. And while 40 days may seem like a long time, at the end, the time will sneak up on us so that we do not even know when it is coming. And what will happen at the end of that 40 days, when all time is fulfilled at last? St. Paul reminds us that the present form of this world is passing away. There will come a time not too far away, when time itself will end and eternity will break in upon us. Things will change. And make no mistake, beloved, they will change for the better. They will change. You will be remade in his image, resurrected, whole, complete, in a way that you have never experienced before. We follow the leader to the cross and death because resurrection and new life are ours on the other side. For some of us, some of our time has gone already. Those have gone before. Now, I don't mean some sort of weird heaven is for real, out-of-body experience like you might read. I mean that in our midst, we already have those who have passed from this life to await the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. It is almost as if you can hear their voices echoing in the liturgy, remembering where they sat, their voices added to the voices of the angels. Holy, 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 heaven and earth are full of your glory. And one day we will join them. Follow me, our Lord says. Follow me to death and to new life. The time is now. Repent and believe the gospel. Believe it for Jesus' sake.